News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
While 51% of people feel powerless when it comes to climate change, 67% feel simply frustrated. This is according to the latest Climate Conversations report. And for more, I am joined now by Oisin Coughlan, climate policy analyst. Good morning to you, Oisin.
Morning.
For someone like yourself who's kind of devoted your life to raising awareness and working, I suppose, to affecting change about climate change, is this very depressing?
No, I think there's some interesting new insights in this. We know people are worried and concerned about climate change, no matter who does the, whether it's the EPA or this. This is actually done by the Department of Climate and Environment as part of their preparations for the annual climate plan. So it's good that they're doing this research. And this was done last year, so it could have changed still since. So we need these insights. We need to understand where people are. And then we need to learn both at the government level and, I guess, at civil society as to how we therefore communicate or how we actually act on climate in a way that people find helpful. Because, yes, it is. I mean, it's not surprising. People are feeling more worried than they were the year before. People are increasingly year on year feeling more worried. And they clearly identify the extreme weather events as the most likely impact from climate in this research. The new thing that came through here, whatever way they asked the questions this time, was this figure of 2 in 3 people, 67%, are frustrated. And that's an interesting, because that suggests that they want something to be happening. Now, they didn't ask very directly, as far as I can see in the results, what's making them frustrated. But when you look at the other findings, it suggests something. So those who named anger or despair as one of their feelings are even more likely to be frustrated, 4 in 5 of them. And when you look at the fact that 65% of people are dissatisfied with how much the government is doing, either to communicate climate change, they're in the early 60s, different ones, to communicate clearly on climate change, to have a clear plan, and to coordinate between people, business and government. So they're dissatisfied, almost again, 2 in 3 on all of those. It suggests that they're frustrated because they don't see enough being done to either reduce emissions directly by government or to help them reduce emissions. Because there was actually another study done last week by Electric Ireland, which showed that not very many people are considering heat pumps. Or it was like 1 in 5 heat pumps or electric cars or solar panels. And the issue was mostly cost. 60% said it was cost. So it suggests to me that the government isn't doing enough to actually communicate to us why we need to do this, and more to the point, how we do this. They're not doing enough to make it accessible and affordable for people.
I thought it was very interesting about the frustration, that piece of it too, but largely because it does also seem to me that whilst on the one hand people might say, oh, the government aren't doing enough and that's terrible in some ways, anytime the government tried to do anything, that actually impacts on people, on their behaviour, where they have to do something themselves. That tends to be very unpopular, Oisin. Is that not fair to say?
It certainly, there are definitely inconsistencies between what we say in a survey and what we feel when someone's taking a parking space away near our local shop to put in a bike lane. There's definitely inconsistencies there. I'm sure I've mentioned this before in this show. There's research done by Pete Lunn and his cohorts in the ESI that shows when you show someone what things will be like after the change has been made, they really like it, whether it's pedestrianisation or, you know, changes to their town. When you show them what has to happen to get there, they don't like it. None of us like disruption and inconvenience. We often quite like the outcomes. And if it has happened sometimes in COVID, when it kind of appeared overnight because it was just an emergency, we said, OK, we accepted it. But when the normal processes are there, and I'm not against it, you know, we need our democratic rights to object and so on. Things, as we know in Ireland, things often get bogged down. But there is also the thing that, of course, those of us who are put out by something that's being proposed, most put out, are the ones who speak up. And it's the politician's job to understand, actually, there may be a silent majority, or let's test the public opinion more to see whether people would like it, or just to say, to actually sell it to us. Politicians are well capable of selling us things when they need to. They sell themselves to us every election cycle. They need to get out there and speak as to why we need to do these things and what the benefits are, not just the climate benefits, but the cleaner air, the better. We like the new public transport. The response to local link, the rural local link transport is amazing. It's going up hugely.
One of the other things I thought was quite interesting was over half of people feeling powerless. Yes. I would put myself in that bracket, just being honest with you. The idea that we hear about climate change so frequently, and, you know, I do my own bits and pieces, you know, I recycle and I do all the things that I think I'm supposed to do. But I don't really feel that as an individual I can affect much change, and I sometimes feel that we are a little bit berated as individuals.
Absolutely.
when we don't have that power, and I do feel a bit powerless. So I kind of went, oh yes, that's, I don't feel frustrated, but I definitely feel powerless.
I agree. I think that's a very fair and understandable reaction. And it's interesting, it's combined in this survey with 76% who feel they could do more or should do more. So that's a funny, not a contradiction, but I want to do more, I should do more, but I don't know what to do or how to do it. And some of this is because for too long, now this is changing slightly, the framing of climate change was about personal responsibility. And the evidence now shows that the fossil fuel companies kind of fueled that. They invented the carbon footprint calculators. Like, what are you doing about climate? In the same kind of way.
And then don't look at what we are doing about climate.
Yes, but in the same kind of way, like it was a cynical or certainly deliberate strategy, a bit like the tobacco companies. So I think people now are waking up to the fact there are these massive fossil fuel companies, the most, even compared to tobacco, the most powerful, richest companies the world has ever seen, who are very keen on short-term profit still and not keen on them being regulated, or particularly regulated to sort of change their business or sort of either change or go out of business. And so I think it's up to us. We say in Stockholm, a case, the coalition I work for now, don't just be an individual, join groups. And this shows there are people who'd like, who like getting together to do things on climate, but also talk to your politicians. Just tell them you are worried about it. Like, tell these results to politicians. Tell them you're worried. Tell them you want the government to do more. And actually, I think this is being launched today by the Department of Climate, because they're launching this year's round of climate conversations. So there'll be an online survey on the department's website. Get involved. Tell the government what you think and what you want.
Yeah, but you obviously think that this is a kind of a reasonable reflection of where people are at, Oisin, from what you
yeah,
said.
I think it shows it's a complex enough picture, but it shows that we want more to happen, but we're not sure how to do it.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Oisin Coughlan, their climate policy analyst. Let us know yourselves what you think out there this morning. Are you feeling powerless? Are you feeling frustrated? What do you make of it all? 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.